of these things?
Teeth.
Okay, and the teeth grow out of your
gum.
And this is your
chin.
And this whole thing.
Your head, neck.
And you might say, I have a sore
throat.
And these are your
shoulders.
And one
finger.
And
one thumb.
And these are
four fingers.
And this is your
hand.
And that's both of them are
two hands.
And this is
the palm, your wrist, your arm, elbow, chest, stomach, legs, knee, thigh, leg.
Okay, and that back part of it back there, like you say, I've got a pain or a cramp in the
muscles.
Okay, and this, if somebody kicks you, you say, oh, that hurt my
leg bone.
Okay, that front part right in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is
your ankle
and your
feet.
Okay, and one in. You say one?
1 foot.
And two?
2 feet.
Okay. And fences nowadays, I think we've already got this on. The fences nowadays used to be made out of wood. Nowadays they're usually made out of barbed
wire.
And a rose is not a vegetable. A rose is a
flower.
And 60 minutes is 1 hour. And twice that much is 2 hours. And sometimes a wool something will make a person's skin
rash.
Okay, and how does it feel? It's like a
scratchy.
Okay, or an
itch.
If a book belongs to him, we say it's his book.
Mm-hmm.
If it belongs to us, we say it's
our book.
And if a person wants to sue someone, he hires a
lawyer.
Okay, now here are a couple of 4 or 5 pictures that I drew, and I'd like for you to look at them and sort of, if you can figure out my artwork, label it. That's supposed to be the little hand pointing at the 5, and that's pointing at the 9. So how would you tell somebody what time it is? You might say it's a
quarter till 5.
Okay. And now this is trying to be that thing that a carpenter uses, that he lays planks across. He'd have 2 of them and stretch planks out. You know what I'm trying to make?
Houses.
Okay, and what about one that used to be used a long time ago and they put
That's a wood rake.
Okay, and what about something that you put the baby in to take them out? You don't think much of my artwork. I don't either. What would you call that thing?
A carriage.
Okay, and you might say, I'm going to what the baby in the carriage?
And walk it or ride it.
Okay. And if you pretend that this is a field, mm-hmm, and that there's a road around it, but you're standing right here and you want to get over here, and instead of walking around the road, you might decide to go
across it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you got any other way of saying that it would be sort of at an angle,
mm-hmm,
to walk?
Cut off some.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's a shorter cut.
Okay. Now, these are supposed to be streets right here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a house there, and here are houses over here. And how would you say that you're going, instead of going straight across this and then turning and going across there, you're going to go through there? How would you say, I'm going to go across
the street?
Okay. Would, mm-hmm, you have a special way of saying it to mean to go through the middle of it instead of an angle like?
Yes, I'm gonna cut off.
Okay. Okay. Would you ever hear anything like catty-cornered or cattywampus?
Yeah, catacombed.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How would you say it? If you use that word, you'd say,
I'm going catacombed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but would you use that same thing maybe with a finger?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Either one of them?
Yeah.
Okay. I think we got all of it.